This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
Thanks for joining us at 7. Whether you're at the local post office or they come to your home to deliver your mail, postal workers are part of our neighborhood. You may even know them by name. Their jobs are important, but not always easy. In fact, recently, they have become targets for thieves, and in some cases, even being attacked on the job. Right now, the Postal Service is trying to fill 600 positions. It even held a job fair in Menlo Park today. Our Amanda Harry caught up with Jada, one of the applicants who is holding out hope for a new career despite some of the occupational hazards.
Managers with the United States Postal Service say they are looking to hire as many people as possible. They say they're severely understaffed, meaning many people have to work overtime, leaving them tired and possibly more at risk.
Yep, we're hiring.
I know it's a good job that you have for a long time.
Jada Reese stopped by the Menlo Park post office to send out a package when she stumbled upon the Postal Service career fair. So she took her chances and filled out an application.
I was told that there's a lot of opportunities for career advancement. I have a pretty good relationship with the carriers in my community, so I figured it would be like a good way to get some work experience and like be connected to the community.
Reese says she's looking for a job that has the potential to become a career, and that working for USPS fits the bill. Right now, Post Office Operations Manager Riza Umel says they don't have enough staff to work efficiently, and they're looking to fill hundreds of positions for essential employees.
We have a lot going on, as I said, mail handler, clerks, even custodians and carriers, so we are hiring right now.
This is surveillance video from an alleged robbery that took place in Oakland last month. USPS says the suspect didn't take any mail, just the postal keys. Those keys can be used to open potentially thousands of mailboxes. Umel says they try to give their employees training to hopefully avoid becoming victims of mail theft.
When we hire people, that's the first thing we do. We make sure that they know about safety, they have trainings. We make it a point to be with the new carriers every day for the first 2 weeks, and then after that, every week until probation.
USPS says mail theft is a federal and state crime. They offer a $150,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a suspect in these types of cases. But Reese says she's not going to let these incidents stop her from pursuing a career with USPS.
I hope that my life is not, like, you know, going to be affected by it. But I think it's something that, like, you have to assess risk with anything you do. Yeah, I think that would probably have to be like a fluke sort of thing.
Interested applicants can still apply on USPS's website. Managers are hopeful that they can get more people hired soon so the people they already have aren't overworked.
Amanda, thank you. In response to the thefts and the attacks, the U.S. Postal Service rolled out a number of changes, including higher security mailboxes and electronic locks to prevent the need for those so-called arrow keys that thieves are often after. All right, happening now, the Oakland City Council is meeting right now. One pressing order of business, approving a contract for Oakland's new police chief. So when all is said and done, Floyd Mitchell could make $365,000. Mayor Sheng Tao officially introduced him to the Oaklanders at the end of last month. Still no word, though, a month later, when he will be sworn in. Meanwhile, Alameda County supervisors just voted to approve the final signature count on the recall campaign against DA Pamela Price. Now the supervisors have to vote on when this recall will be held. They are set to meet again on May 14th to decide whether to hold a special election or put the recall on the November ballot. Our Katie Nielsen heard from both sides ahead of today's meeting.
This is where the supervisors are meeting today. It is also where both sides, supporters and opponents of the recall, rallied and protested ahead of the meeting. Both sides demanding different things.
Ain't no power like the power of the people.
Recall Price! Recall Price! Recall Price! Recall Price! Recall Price!
It was was a war of words in the plaza outside the Alameda County Administration Building. Supporters of current District Attorney Pamela Price attempting to drown out a rally by those wanting to remove her from office.
You guys have had your chance. This is our press conference. This is for the victims. The victims are here. We stand for the victims.
The people are here. The people are here. The people are here. The people are here.
That shows you.
We are the people.
And so are we. We are the people as well.
Current Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price called on the Board of Supervisors to block a recall election that could possibly take her out of office.
We're calling upon the board to reject this illegal effort, this ill-funded effort, this misguided effort.
Current DA Price questioned the legality of the recall campaign, from fundraising to signature gathering, and even how the county registrar managed the process.
The registrar is trying to conduct an illegal election. I don't know what his motivation is.
As far as the motive for the recall, she says it's because she's the first Black woman to hold the office.
This is not about public safety. It doesn't appear to have a basis other than a racism.
What color am I? I'm African American. My name is first on the recall petition. Line number one is my name, Brenda Faye Grisham.
Grisham is one of the founders of SAFE, the group that organized the recall effort. Today, they were calling on the Board of Supervisors to set a special election as soon as possible to let voters decide whether Price should stay in office.
We're not going to wait 8 months for a recall opportunity. We are not going to do it.
A special election in August would cost anywhere from $15 to $20 million. The other option is to put the recall on the November ballot during the general election.
I don't care about the money. I care about the justice, and I care about other people behind me getting their justice too.
Obviously, tensions running high on both sides today. Now, if the supervisors do allow that recall effort to go forward, and if the DA is recalled, supervisors will actually be the ones to appoint a new DA until the next general election.
Now, Price's office has requested a formal investigation into the funding of the recall campaign. California's Fair Political Practices Commission says it will investigate, as the agency does whenever a request of this sort is made. All right, let's go to New York now. Police have been given permission now to enter Columbia University to put an end to the ongoing protests on campus. So students were alerted by the university to shelter in place and avoid the campus until further notice. So arrests have been already made as demonstrators had locked themselves into a campus building, renaming it Hines Hall in honor of a six-year-old Palestinian girl who died in Gaza 3 months ago. Protesters have smashed some of the buildings and the windows there and boarded furniture against its doors. So the university says students occupying the building will face expulsion. Now, this is no longer a debate about students' reasons or cause, but their actions. All right, so let's take you now to New York, where you can see just outside where the New York PD has moved in on the Columbia University. You can see, let's see, if I'm looking at live pictures right now, umbrellas there, actually. And what we were looking at earlier was the officer seen driving an emergency service unit to actually reach a window of Hamilton Hall. So right now it looks calm in this live picture, but we have been seeing dozens of officers, some in riot gear, starting to enter the building through a window. And we have been told that students were seen being brought out in handcuffs. Unclear, though, right now how many arrests have been made at this time. But again, NYPD moving in on Columbia University. And from these live pictures, obviously, people with umbrellas in hand. But we're going to continue to follow this and have cameras on the scene throughout the evening as well, should there be more developments onto this. All right, here in California, San Diego is the latest college to join the nationwide protests. Hundreds of students walked out of class and into a pro-Palestine rally just this afternoon, demanding the university cut financial ties with Israel and acknowledge the war in Gaza as genocide. Meanwhile, across the bay, protests on college campuses, that is, are still going strong and have been relatively peaceful so far. Some of these universities have said they will respect students' rights to peacefully protest and work to keep them and the rest of their campus safe. Those bee bandits who stole an entire colony from Oakland, they're still on the run. And if they get caught, they're not going to get off easy. We'll explain why. Also, it is a brand new workout. Oh, yes, it's inspired by the military, Up next, Vern Glenn puts on a backpack and shows us what rucking is all about.
Nice weather for any outdoor activities today. It's still plenty of sunlight out there this evening. Sun goes down at 7:59 tonight. It is our last pre-8 p.m. sunset until the middle of August. We've got a look at what's in store as we head into early May, coming up in the First Alert Forecast.